Police: pack of unleashed pit bulls attack toddler. Two others in Staten Island, by Ethan Lepkman on October 20, 2022. Three people, including a two-year-old girl, were hospitalized after a pack of unleashed pit bulls attacked them in Staten Island on Tuesday. According to NYPD officials, they received a 911 call at around 12:48 p.m. that multiple unleashed dogs were running around the vicinity of a house on 250 York Avenue in the New Brighton neighborhood. Upon arrival, they found a 19-year-old woman, a 13-year-old girl with bite wounds to their legs, and a 2-year-old with bite wounds to her arm and torso. All three victims were transported to Richmond University Medical Center in stable condition. One 15-year-old girl from Staten Island told the New York Daily News that she was also attacked by the unleashed pit bulls while walking home from school. "They just came after me for no reason," she said. "They just came and bit me. I also fell. I was just trying to run away." Another witness told the outlet that one man climbed on top of a vehicle to escape the canines. Some drivers were forced to swerve around the pit bulls on the street. Police say there were about 6 adult dogs and 4 puppies, all pit bulls or pit bull mixes, inside the 250 York Avenue home when the 4 adult canines managed to escape through an open window. Following the attack, police arrested Shante Holland, 29, of Brooklyn, and Rodney Jones, 48, of Staten Island. They were hit with multiple charges, including 4 counts of reckless endangerment, 10 counts of aggravated animal cruelty, and 3 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. A police source told the Daily News that officials are investigating allegations that the home was a dog breeding factory. All 10 dogs were taken by NYPD and Animal Care Centers of NYC officials to an animal shelter facility. The dog attack on Staten Island comes 2 weeks after 2 children in Tennessee were tragically killed by a pit bull, who also severely injured their mother. You can follow Ethan Lepkman on Twitter at @EthanLepkman.